I rushed up onto the platform. Yes, open sea! Barely a few sparse floes, some moving icebergs, a sea stretching into the distance, hosts of birds in the air, and myriads of fish under the waters, which varied from intense blue to olive green, depending on the depth. The thermometer marked a 3°C. It was as if a comparative springtime had been locked up behind that ice bank, whose distant masses were outlined on the northern horizon. "Are we at the pole?" I asked the captain, my heart pounding. "I've no idea," he answered me. "At noon we'll fix our position." "But will the sun show through this mist?" I said, staring at the grayish sky. "No matter how faintly it shines, it will be enough for me," the captain replied. To the south, 10 miles from the Nautilus, a solitary islet rose to a height of 200 meters. We proceeded toward it, but cautiously, because this sea could have been strewn with reefs. In an hour we had reached the islet. 2 hours later we had completed a full circle around it. It measured 4 to 5 miles in circumference. A narrow channel separated it from a considerable shore, perhaps a continent whose limits we couldn't see.